Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. As the Pennsylvania budget impasse drags on, Governor Tom Wolf is under pressure to direct funding for critical human service programs. Philadelphia-based Congreso de Latinos Unidos works to strengthen Latino communities in our region. Let's look at how the impasse is hampering their mission with Congreso Chief Communications Officer Yvette Nunez. Yvette, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
I understand you were part of those efforts to impress Governor Wolf with the need to generate more funding. You were in Harrisburg today.
Yes, I was. I was actually joined by about two dozen Congresso staff and clients, and we joined a group from PCCY that went to Harrisburg, had legislative visits, and also had a press conference encouraging the legislature and Governor Wolf to pass a budget as soon as possible.
How were you received?
By all accounts, everyone supports an increase in funding in education. Obviously, based on party lines, we kind of got caught up in conversations about everything else that is hampering the budget. But the most critical message that we had to deliver was that we are no longer talking about a theoretical impact, depending on how much longer it takes to pass a budget. We are already approaching September, and as of September 1st, Congresso staff and clients have to enact some really critical implications to our budget and how we do our work at Congresso based on the fact that we have yet to receive funding this fiscal year.
We are just 1 week out from September 1st. What actions will you be forced to take at that point?
Effective September 1st, all Congresso staff will receive a 40% salary reduction. In addition to that, we have 11 full-time furloughs and a number of layoffs. Since we are in the social services sector, obviously we have some staff who, with a 40% cut, are barely making more than the clients that come in to receive our critical services are making on an annual basis.
But with that cutback in salary, will you still be able to provide full services to those who you serve?
Unfortunately, we won't be able to provide full services, but our staff is as committed to meeting as many of the needs of its community as it can. So effective September 1st, we will have to reduce our after-school programs by about 46%. This affects 300 students who will no longer receive after-school services in grades K to 12. Now, remember, Congresso is situated in a neighborhood with the highest rate of high school dropouts. Latino males have about a 60% dropout rate, and our neighborhood high school has about a 38% graduation rate. So we know that after school programs are critical to the community that we're serving, and this is a dire impact and an immediate result of this delay in passing a Pennsylvania budget.
Certainly when schools reopen later this month and next month, the impact will be felt across the education strata as well, but it's agencies like yours that have been the canary in the coal mine, as it were. Once upon a time, fairly recently, with a budget impasse, state employees were affected, but that's no longer the case.
Correct. It's a big concern, and that's part of what has driven Congresso to be so visible in how we have to respond to the delay in having a budget for Pennsylvania. We know for a fact that there are other nonprofits that have already executed layoffs. We know for a fact that there are other nonprofits who are struggling to make their next payroll or now determining whether or not they can carry their teams through September. We have been very proactive in doing our projections and performing due diligence to make sure that we could be accountable to our staff and to our funders and to our community for as long as we possibly can.
And as you cited the potential for 11 full-time furloughs, what percent of that staff does that represent?
That's about 8% of our staff.
A pretty big cutback.
It is, and specifically within certain programs, including our after-school programs, it's significant.
We share with you the wish that this budget impasse ends as soon as possible. Thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you so much, Dave.
That's Congresso Chief Communication Officer Yvette Nunez on NewsWorks Tonight.